When it comes to journeys, Fitzcoulers is pretty hard to beat. From personal trainer to television celebrity, national race announcer, successful businesswoman, and of late, an author. Throw cancer into the mix, and Fitz has had one heck of a story to share. Welcome to Insights into Success, where with your host Paul Dodds, we hope to educate, inspire, and motivate you to achieve your own personal success. We talk to guests from all around the world, from a variety of walks of life, to hear the realities of their own journey to success. What challenges have they faced? How have they coped with failure? And what have been the keys, or will be the keys, to their own success? In our Read to Succeed interviews, we talk books that have inspired our guests, and for some, they share their secrets to marketing success. Join us as we give you insights into success. Well, welcome back to Insights into Success. We're going to dedicate a little bit of time to Read to Succeed. And a guest from our recent interview, Fitz Kohler, has agreed to come back and share with us some inspirational reading. So it's all over to you, Fitz. The floor is yours. Tell us about books you have read and would recommend people read.
Okay, so I have three that I'm a huge fan of. Number one is Self-Publish and Succeed by Julie Broad. So if there's any entrepreneurs who are looking to write a book and they would like guidance on how to do it independently, which I highly recommend. I've done publishing both with a big deal publisher and on my own. And it would take a lot to pull me away from self-publishing. So I definitely think,
really?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You get to control your own product, control your message without interference from somebody who will eventually irritate you. It's just, I want to control my brand, my business, and profit, as opposed to giving most of my profits away. So self-publishing is the best. But there's a woman named Julie Broad, and she has a great feed on YouTube, a great channel. It's called Book Launchers. And she gives away all of her advice in these short little vignettes on YouTube. And then she has a book called Self-Publish and Succeed. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. As a self-published author, I've already done it once. I've been working on the second and third book in the series, and I go back to her all the time, and she never steers me wrong. So Julie Broad of Book Launchers, Self-Publish and Succeed. The next book is Harvey McKay's Pushing the Envelope. And I listened to this one on an audiobook many years ago while driving home from college. And it was how I learned to negotiate. He talked about going into a business deal, and he had three different envelopes with three different pitches. And based on his experience at the office, by seeing the other people in his position pitching their deals, he was able to pull out the right envelope while he was negotiating and get the job. So Pushing the Envelope with Harvey McKay, love that one. And then the third book I also read 20-something years ago while driving home from college, and it's Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal. And that man is, he's a master negotiator. And I don't think anyone, no matter what your politics, anyone should be too stubborn to take advice from somebody who's really good at a very good skill, a very useful business skill. So The Art of the Deal, Pushing the Envelope, and Self-Publish and Succeed are my go-tos.
So what's your reading style? How do you prefer to read?
Right now it's audiobook.
Okay.
And not only audiobook, but I listen to these books on 1.5 speed at least. So people tend to speak really slow, and the audiobook speeds it up. I can still understand all the words. It's just, I absorb information, or I want to absorb information at a high pace. So yeah, I'll get through an 11-hour audiobook in 8 hours, and that'll make me feel satisfied.
And so with listening to an audiobook, what's your retention like? You're pretty good at retaining key points. I mean, how good are you with that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that. With Self-Publish and Succeed, the book I just recently listened to as I'm publishing these other books, there was a couple of chapters where I thought, oh, I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to it again, and then I'm going to take notes. And so I'm not above taking handwritten notes. I think writing things down by hand, even more powerful than typing, helps me absorb things. I'm Oh my gosh. I am a pen and paper person all day. So yeah, I absorb a lot through audiobooks, but I do rewind a lot if I zone out, and then I go back and take notes if something's really important to me.
And how often do you read or listen to audiobooks?
Daily. It's either nonfiction podcasts or audiobooks daily. That's what I do when I'm driving, when I'm putting on makeup, when I'm walking the dogs. I'm constantly listening to nonfiction material.
So is there any particular themes that you like to listen to, or it's just a real broad cross-section?
Yeah, I like to listen to things that are appropriate for my business. You know, the things I need to know to do better and be better. You know, I'm really talented when it comes to teaching fitness. I mentioned that in the other interview. I have skills. I'm good at doing that thing. Business has not come easy for me. I don't want to ever say I'm a bad business person, but I've definitely sold myself short on many occasions. I've made tons of stupid mistakes as a small business person. And so, you know, it's one thing if I make a new mistake, right? A new mistake that hasn't been conjured up, but I don't want to repeat the mistakes other people have made. So I've learned slowly but surely to keep ingesting information from people who do things better than myself already. And hopefully that'll prevent more dumb mistakes.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of my ideas with this whole Read to Succeed is that by reading, you can learn from other people's mistakes and hopefully shortcut your journey to success by those lessons.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And boy, have I made some silly mistakes. But when, you know, a person like me, we actually want, I feel like we can all win. I feel like everybody can win. Absolutely. I'm sure. There's probably not anyone out there in your audience who wants to be a race announcer, fitness professional. And if they did, there's room for everybody. I mean, think of how many unfit people there are in the world. There's plenty of room for lots of fitness professionals. I can't be at all the races every weekend, and I certainly am not going to write all the books. So there's room for everybody to, you know, take the information and run with it. Reading is smart. And I do really appreciate that someone can read to me while I'm doing other things. That's a good way to use my time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, just one other question I wanted to ask you, which I didn't ask in the other interview, and I really would like to just see what your perspective is on it, and that is, how do you view your cancer? How do you see your cancer? Do you see it as it came to you? Like, I mean, it depends on, you know, I guess where you're religious and all that sort of stuff, but do you have a particular view on the cancer and whether it had a purpose in your life, or how do you interpret it? Or do you just see it was a random thing that came along and you dealt with it?
I definitely don't think there was any magic being in the sky that planted a seed of doom in my left boob. I just can't imagine that would be the case. So I do believe that it was random. Even though I have made wonderful lemonade out of this nightmare, if I were to go back and click the switch or flip the switch on having cancer or not, I would definitely not do it again. I mean, it was bad. It was super bad. But it's within me to make this good come from it, right? These are decisions I have. I don't really think stuff happens to us most of the time. I mean, maybe you get struck by lightning, but if you were standing under a tree near the water, perhaps you brought that on yourself. So, I don't think there was a reason it happened.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to do the best that I can with it. And I certainly don't feel like cancer's victim. I don't like that. I've ever since my diagnosis, I haven't worn one pink ribbon. I haven't given cancer any place of honor, any more places of honor on my chest. I am not the team cancer warrior shirt. I don't want anything to do with that stuff. I am Fitz Kohler. Yeah. I am a fitness expert and a speaker and an author. And oh yeah, I had cancer.
Yeah.
And now I don't.
And I guess it's your story too, though, isn't it? You know, it's how we react to events in our lives that will determine our outcomes. We can all face the same event, and if we react differently, we get very different outcomes.
Absolutely.
Choices that we make.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? If I had died from cancer, that would have been super sad, but There's some of us don't get that good fortune to have a cure for the things we're diagnosed with, right? It's,
yeah.
I'll never have an answer to, and it's just, it's so horrible, but I'm grateful that whatever I had was curable and it's in my rear view mirror. I do not expect it to come back. I will continue to search for it to make darn sure. I will do everything I can in my power to stay healthy and fit and not welcome any more cancer in my body. But God forbid it comes, any sort of cancer comes to find me again. I want to find it immediately and crush it right away.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were very fortunate that you found it quite early too, which has got to have been a big plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully people go home and squeeze their stuff. Take your cell phone out, book an appointment for every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. and just, they're your hands. It's your stuff. Have a squeeze. Keep looking. And if you find something, bring it into your doctor.
Yeah. All right, Fitz. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing on Read to Succeed. You've given us three books that we can go away and read, and some great diversity. I'm particularly interested in that self-publishing book, actually. Very interested to learn a bit more about that. But thank you so much for your time and your willingness to share with us today.
Of course, Paul. Thank you for having me on your show, everybody. I hope to hear from you soon. Come visit me at Fitzness.
Awesome. Thank you, Fitz. Bye.